Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Thursday, the 11th of December. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Fisher, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800, lows Trafalgar 1018 and north of Faroes 970, losing their identities. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours, Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira, 40s, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, rain, good, occasionally poor. Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, south or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Cromarty, Forth and Fisher. Showers, moderate or good. German Bight, Humber, southwest 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later. Showers, moderate or good. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, southwest backing south 4 to 6. Showers later, good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, south 5 to 7. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Biscay, southerly or southeasterly, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in northwest. Showers, good. Trafalgar, cyclonic 3 to 5 in southeast, otherwise 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, variable 3 at first in far southeast, otherwise southerly 7 to severe gale 9, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, then westerly 4 to 6 later in northwest. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Sole, south gale 8 to storm 10, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, then west 5 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, south or southwest 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, south 8 to storm 10, veering southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 in Shannon and severe gale 9 in Rockall. Rain, then showers, poor. Malin, Hebrides, south or southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, cyclonic, mainly south or southeast 5 to 7, increasing 7 to severe gale 9. Rain, then showers, poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, westerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later in West Faroes. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 in east and severe gale 9 in west. Occasional rain, poor. And here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southwest 7, mist 4 miles, 1003, rising more slowly. Stornoway, southwest 6, recent precipitation 8 miles, 998, rising slowly. Lerwick, west southwest 8, mist 5 miles, 991, rising more slowly. Wick Automatic, southwest by west 5, 24 miles, 997, rising. Aberdeen, southwest 5, 16 miles, 1003, rising. Lucas, southwest by west 6, 6 miles, 1005, now falling. Boomer, southwest 5, 6 miles, 1010, rising more slowly. Bridlington, southwest 4, 1014, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 5, 2 miles, 1023. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 5, 5 miles, 1023. St. Catherine's Point automatic, west by south 4, 1022, rising slowly. Jersey, south by west 3, 5 miles, 1024, now falling. Channel light vessel automatic, south-southwest 5, 5 miles, 1022. Scilly automatic, south by west 6, 4 miles, 1019, falling more slowly. Milford Haven, southwest by south 5, 8 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Aberporth, south-southwest 5, 8 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Valley, southwest by south 6, mist, 4 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southwest by south 5, mist, 4 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Valencia, south by east 5, 5 miles, 1007, falling. Ronald's Way, south-southwest 6, 4 miles, 1012, now falling. Malin Head, south by west 6, 6 miles, 1005, steady. Macrahanish automatic, southwest 5, 9 miles, 1007, now falling. And the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation, a mainly southwesterly airflow will dominate over the next couple of days, bringing strong winds at times to many areas, especially in the north and west, where there's a risk of gales. Mainly fair for much of Thursday in the south and east. However, a front will bring a band of rain into western areas, which will weaken as it slowly progresses eastwards. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, backing southerly 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in west. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southwesterly backing southerly later 5 to 7, occasionally 4 in south and gale 8 at first in north. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southwest backing south 4 to 6, increasing 7 at times near Berwick-upon-Tweed. Mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwest backing south later 4 to 6, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southwesterly backing southerly later 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later. Showers later, moderate or good. North Foreland to Salcibill, southwesterly backing southerly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first and 6 later. Showers later, moderate or good. Salcibill to Lyme Regis, southwest 3 to 5, backing south 4 to 6. Showers later, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southwesterly backing southerly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 in west, veering northwesterly 4 or 5 later in west. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, southwesterly backing southerly 4 to 6, but 6 to gale 8 until later in west, veering northwesterly later in west. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel, south or southwest 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southwesterly backing southerly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 in southeast and gale 8 in northwest, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Isle of Man, south or southwest 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, veering west or southwest 2 to 4 later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Lochfoyle to Carlingford Loch, southwest backing south, 6 to gale 8, veering west or southwest, 3 to 5 later. Rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southwesterly backing southerly, 6 to gale 8, veering westerly or southwesterly, 3 or 4 later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamochan Point, southwesterly backing southerly, 6 to gale 8, veering southwesterly, 4 or 5 later. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamochan Point to Cape Wrath, southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 in west and later in east, occasionally 6 later. Rain at times, showers later, good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6, backing south 4 to 6 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And with the clock creeping towards 1 o'clock, it'll be time shortly for BBC Radio 4 to put out the cat and hand over to the BBC World Service. Just about to get underway over on BBC Radio 4 Extra, Dennis Waterman stars in the next instalment of Nigel Baldwin's taut political thriller Burnt. Among tomorrow's highlights on BBC Radio 4, This Natural Life. Tomorrow, Martha Carney meets Jane Anderson, one of the UK's leading physicians in HIV medicine, to learn about the living library of plants at the Chelsea Physic Garden. Don't forget, on Friday, Dead Ringers is back for the first of a couple of Christmas specials. That's at 6.30, and there's always our Celebrating Jane Austen collection on BBC Sounds. All the novels, new adaptations of Pride and Prejudice and Sense and Sensibility, and factual programmes celebrating her legacy and impact. Plenty to get you through the night then, until 5am when Tom Sanders will be back in this chair. Until then, this is Richard Evans on behalf of all of us here at BBC Radio 4 wishing you a very peaceful night. No star. Good night.
Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. US forces have seized a tanker off Venezuela, escalating pressure on the socialist-run country. Donald Trump said other things were also taking place without elaborating. Venezuela's foreign ministry condemned the attack, says the BBC's Carl Massman.
This is coming from Mr. Maduro's government, a statement here saying that, quote, Venezuela strongly denounces and repudiates what constitutes a blatant theft and an act of international piracy. It also accuses the U.S. of imperial abuses and said that the U.S.'s prolonged aggression against Venezuela was not due to migration, drug trafficking, democracy, or human rights, but has, quote, always been about our natural resources, our oil, and our energy. That coming from a statement there from Venezuela.
Earlier, the U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi released a video of the seizure, accusing the tanker of transporting sanctioned oil from Venezuela and Iran. Ms. Bondi said an illicit shipping network was supporting foreign terrorist organizations. The Nobel Committee says the Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado